This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Game one of the NBA Finals between the Denver Nuggets and the Miami Heat starts tonight. The competing city's two mayors have settled on a friendly wager in anticipation of the series. If Denver wins, Miami Mayor Francis Suarez will wear a Nuggets jersey and set croquetas to Denver Mayor Michael Hancock. If Miami wins, Hancock will wear a Miami jersey and send bison steaks to Suarez. Kaiser Permanente has pledged as much as $10 million to Denver Health as it faces financial headwinds. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
The new funds from Kaiser Permanente will help the state's flagship safety net hospital, Denver Health, with vital services. That includes access to primary and specialty care for those who can't pay. Kaiser Permanente will fund a $5 million grant now. Another $5 million will come as a matching donation. Denver Health cares for nearly 30% of Denver's population annually. It provides the highest percentage of care to uninsured patients of any Denver area hospital. In 2022, it provided $120 million in uncompensated care to the community. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The pandemic left a lot of empty office space in downtown Denver. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports the trend is having a big impact on how much the city's real estate is worth.
The Republic Plaza, Colorado's tallest building, is worth about half of what it was a decade ago, according to a report in the Denver Business Journal. That equates to a loss of hundreds of millions of dollars. About a third of the building is sitting empty. Commercial properties generate a lot of tax revenues for cities, which means a drop in prices can cut into the city's budget. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org.